This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so yesterday I saw Top Gun, and I'm not going to reveal anything that hasn't already been revealed online. And I usually try to see a movie a little bit later than everybody else so then I can actually say something about it without people going, oh, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. But whatever I'm saying has already been spoken about. Like, you all know that Val Kilmer's in it. And, you know, so these are things that are already, you know, no-brainers. And I saw the movie, and I thought it was fantastic, but I have some issues with it. And I think Hollywood is just not going to be the same. And I think it's going to take a very rare, gutsy movie to break the mold. Now, let me start by saying Top Gun Maverick definitely exceeded expectations. Top Gun Maverick is a sequel to the original Top Gun in the 80s that was a blockbuster, and it was a very, very good movie in the 80s, and this was a very, very good movie, and I get nervous when people do sequels, and they don't come up with a lot of new, creative, novel content to build up on another blockbuster. I then have higher expectations because you already have a base movie that you're piggybacking off of, and that's why some people do then feel sequels, you know, fall short, because they're like, well, wait a second, it's never going to be as good as the blockbuster. And once you go into that movie going, look, it's not going to be as good as the blockbuster, you know, you do realize that it's a very, very good movie. Tom Cruise did a great job. One thing about Tom Cruise is he busts his butt. He does, you know, many of his own stunts. You could tell he puts work into it. He's not the type of actor that comes in late, just read me my lines to me, let me get through this, whatever, and leave. You could almost tell he was probably on the set much more than the average lead actor would be, and producer, etc. So you know, kudos to effort. Kudos to the story arc. I thought the story arc was pretty good. As many of you have already seen and surmised, Maverick is the story of the son of Goose. Even though that's not Maverick, Maverick is Tom Cruise, but the son of Goose, who died in the original Top Gun, is in the movie, and you have to see the relationship form, and I thought they did that very, very well. Another thing I thought they did extremely well with the movie is, you know, integrate Iceman. Now, Iceman was played by Val Kilmer, and Val Kilmer was the antagonist that later, then they became buddies, and Val Kilmer in all his movies in the 80s is always sweaty. If you always notice, they always have that glisten, you know, shine on him. So a lot of people didn't recognize Val Kilmer because he wasn't sweaty. But I recognized him, right? And, you know, he played Iceman, and he has been actually battling throat cancer, which we've spoken about on the show multiple times. And to incorporate him, they actually had to use artificial intelligence to recreate his voice. You could tell. Me knowing that he had trouble speaking, and in a biopic they used his son to narrate because his son sounds like he used to, you could tell that you know, he couldn't speak on his own because of the chemotherapy and what it did. Also, I think it affected his teeth and his jaw. But for the most part, his scene was just amazing, and I think they integrated that very, very well. Okay, so here's my issues, okay, with this movie and most others. With the exception of Deadpool or Ted, that actually defy what movies are supposed to be, actually almost make fun of how movies are done and who the producer is and how they choose stars. One thing about Top Gun Maverick, and again, I give it, you know, 4 stars, 5 stars. I thought it was a fantastic movie. But the problem I have is you're sitting there in that movie And you feel like, again, they have to check the boxes. That the movie had all these boxes that need to be checked, and that was almost the main purpose of the movie. So, for example, you guys remember with the original Top Gun scene, you had the half-naked men, you know, playing volleyball. And that was supposed to be the, you know, female eye candy. And that was good. That was a good scene. There was good music. And, you know, Wilson, you know, was the volleyball. And, you know, so again, they were like, well, we need to have a shirtless scene. And we can't really do that with females, you know, and we can't do too much sexy with women, so we have to nowadays do, you know, so they had to have, you know, all the guys shirtless. So it's like, okay, check the box. They also had to have a female fighter pilot, and they almost thrust that in, going, okay, women can be fighter pilots too. Did we satisfy that box? Good, check it. They didn't necessarily show how she, as well as the others, earned it. You know, yeah, she had a good mouth on her. She appeared to be smart. But, you know, when you put a female or you change the demographics of the fighter pilots, okay? You know, in the original Top Gun, you could see why Tom Cruise was in that role. And they do that again in this movie. But then you see, okay, here's your female fighter pilot. You see, we're saying women can be fighter pilots. Boom, check the box. Allow her to show why. Allow her to do it. I mean, give her that chance, because otherwise it just looked like, okay, yeah, we had to put the woman in there. And I thought she did a very good job, the actress, but it just seemed like, and again, this is how it kind of insults women, where she's there because they had to check the box. I know it's difficult for me to actually convey, but I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say is, you know, many times, for example, do you guys remember the third Lethal Weapon, where Rene Russo was kicking the butt out of everybody? All right? You gained an immediate respect because all of a sudden you saw her do something that they don't usually show in movies women do. Now you see women kick everybody's butts. But she you know, earned that, just like the male roles have to. These roles have to, you know, they have to. Why should you care about them? Why should you root for them? And they didn't give her that chance. It looked like they had to quickly check the box. So that was a little odd. They also had the, you know, it to me, fantastic movie. But I just think movies these days, it's all about checking the box and going, look, you know, we covered everything so nobody could accuse us of being, you know, and I don't want to sit through a movie that, you know, makes me, you know, witness something. Just make the story go out of bounds, you know, and make it really creative. But overall, a good move. 1-877-DOCTORDALIA.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I've been getting some calls from patients about them feeling they have adult attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And one patient told me that his doctor wouldn't diagnose him because he didn't have it as a child, so he couldn't have it as an adult. That's wrong. Another patient told me that their doctor won't write it because they don't write controlled substances. Well, not all medications for attention deficit are controlled substances. So our next guest I'm very excited to have is Dr. Teresa Cerulli, board-certified psychiatrist and ADHD specialist, to talk to us about adult attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Dr. Cerulli, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to discuss this very important topic.
It is. And I think, you know, not only is there a lot of misinformation among patients, but among medical professionals, too. I don't think a lot of doctors realize that adult, you know, that there's a lot of myths that can be dispelled. So talk to us about adult attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah, absolutely, with regard to the problem with many myths. So I hope we can dispel some of those together today. First, know that as far as adult ADHD, it is one of the most common psychiatric conditions, affecting in the United States 4.4% of adults. That translates to 10 million adults with ADHD. So here's the challenge. About 75% of those folks, adults with ADHD, that have it don't know they have it. We are still very much under-diagnosing this condition, and I think it's because people still have the myth, image in their mind of this ADHD is about the child running around the classroom who can't sit still and getting bad grades or behavior problems. And not only is that not true in terms of what childhood ADHD can look like, but it certainly is very different from the way adult ADHD presents itself.
Absolutely.
So what's common... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
What's common in both childhood and adult ADHD is there are three core symptom domains or features, and that's inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. But what happens over time, and the reason we would think that kids are thought that kids grew out of the condition, is because the hyperactive impulsive symptoms tend to abate. They shift. Instead of being this overt observable symptom in adults, it's more of an internal fidgetiness and restlessness that an ADHD adult might feel. But it's no longer something other people can see. And then the inattentive symptoms that persist, and it's pretty consistent childhood into adulthood. The inattentive symptoms are things like trouble sustaining attention in mundane tasks, or focusing in conversations, missing details, making careless errors both in day-to-day work life, but also home life, some forgetfulness, and trouble organizing one's thoughts, but also one's day and one's activities. So the inattentive symptoms that persist, the person may not even recognize it in themselves as being ADHD, because so many of us complain about these same things. But certainly it becomes less and less observable to anyone else being able to recognize it. So yeah, we're especially women, adult women with ADHD, that's the biggest population we are missing this diagnosis, unfortunately.
So true, so true. Now, you know, do you think our society is now being more accepting of inattentiveness? So, like, for example, we used to sit and watch a two-hour movie. Now people are on the phones, they multitask, so as a TV show is on in the background, they have their phone on, they're surfing the internet, and this has started to become, you know, and some people have asked, is that attention deficit, or is it that I don't want to waste 2 hours sitting there watching a movie? Where's the fine line?
Yeah, the answer is it's both, and that's why we don't want to be diagnosing ourselves, right? There are very stringent criteria put out by the American Psychiatric Association in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual, of properly getting a diagnosis for ADHD. So it's about collaborating, talking, at least raising the question if you have questions about your symptoms and experiences, to raise that with your physician, with your primary care doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, someone who certainly knows how to separate what's everyday problems with attention, concentration, multitasking in this world we are bombarded with information via technology at a high rate, separate from what is truly impairing. And ADHD is impairing. It has to, in fact, by definition, it's not just the checklist of symptomatology, but it's having the symptoms in multiple domains, so has to happen not just in one place, not just at work, not just at home, not just socially, but at least several domains, and it has to be impairing, meaning getting in the way of your functioning.
So true. We're speaking to Dr. Teresa Cerulli, board-certified psychiatrist and ADHD specialist. So one myth has to deal with the medications, a couple of them. And some adults are concerned about getting diagnosed with ADHD because they think they're going to be on the medicine for life. They don't know when they'll be able to go off the medication. When somebody does start medication for ADHD, do they take holidays? Can you talk to us about that?
I recommend always, this is the practitioner or individual struggling with ADHD, it's always an individualized approach. There is never a one-size-fits-all treatment. Mm-hmm. It's a constant collaboration and readjustment with you and your practitioner over years, childhood and adulthood. And kids, to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, you can't just newly have ADHD as an adult. It's a neurodevelopmental condition. It has to have been there for life. You might not have been diagnosed as a child, but in other words, it got missed or right. Nobody picked up on it in childhood, but it was there. So if you're the adult with ADHD, it's not all of a sudden just something you've developed later in life. The treatment approach is once individualized. What we're picking from, and usually it's a multimodal approach, is both medication and non-medication interventions. ADD coaching as a non-medication option, very important for adults, just like you have coaches in sports, instructors, tutors. You have the ability to coach what are good, developing good routines and good organizational systems to be able to help manage what is not sort of an innate skill for an adult with ADHD. As far as medications, there are stimulants and non-stimulants, both for kids and adults. And you're probably more familiar with stimulants because they've been around for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. The amphetamines since like the 1930s and the methylphenidate, Ritalin type med since the 1950s. So those are more familiar, but there are also non-stimulant treatments. Now, for adults with ADHD, unfortunately, we had very few non-stimulant. In fact, there was only one ever FDA approved for treating adult ADHD until a month ago. So I'm excited to bring good news to the field.
Yeah. Tell us
about our listeners that, yeah, there's finally a new non-stimulant, that means non-controlled, non-abusable a medication called Qelbree. It's the first in 20 years approved for treating adult ADHD as a non-stimulant. So the reason this is so important, at least for, you know, practitioners, is there are some patients that either tried stimulants in childhood and really didn't like side effects, couldn't tolerate them, or have other medical reasons that a stimulant may not be appropriate. And until Qelbree came out, we only had one choice. So it wasn't a choice. We only had one medication that we could offer as a non-stimulant for adults. So this is really wonderful news in the field. Those of us that have been practicing for 20 years are excited to say we now at least have some options.
I love it. I love it. So in the last minute, you know, where can our listeners go for more information and learn more about what they can do for their adult ADHD?
I recommend ADD.org as there's a wonderful organization, the Adult Attention Deficit Disorder Association. That is their website. Wonderful resource. And then if you're interested in learning more about Qelbree, the new non-stimulant, non-controlled substance, that's Qelbree.com, Q-E-L-B-R-E-E. The reason I'm spelling it is everybody wants to put a U in there. There's no U in Qelbree. That way you can actually find it when you do your search. And then also, I mentioned it because, frankly, where it only came out a month ago, your practitioners, your physicians may not even be yet aware. So as the listener, you may be able to bring some information to them and help raise awareness in their communities in general.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Cerulli, you're just a wealth of information. Thank you so much for coming on. We can't wait to have you come back, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you so, so much, again, especially caring about this important topic.
Awesome, awesome. Can't wait to have you back. You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOC-DALLI. So, yes, I would urge any of you who think that you are having issues that are impairing, you know, your work, impairing your relationships, you know, being bored, it doesn't necessarily mean it's ADHD, but if you, you know, seem to find that you just can't, you know, engage in multiple scenarios, you know, it's definitely something to look at. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We were supposed to be on our way to Mazatlan, Mexico for our graduation trip, but it got canceled.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The travel headaches continue for millions of Americans, with FlightAware reporting at least 400 delays in the United States and cancellations starting to pile up as well. So far, this busy travel weekend has seen almost 15,000 flight delays and 1,500 cancellations. The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II will lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Herschel Woody Williams died in West Virginia last Wednesday at the age of 98. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying in a statement Sunday, Woody Williams was an American hero who embodied the best of our country and the greatest generation. USA Radio News. Customs and Border Protections reports that new illegal immigrant encounters increased by 15% from April to May. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs took a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. He chronicles what he witnessed on his Twitter feed.
It's a little after 4:30 in the morning, still dark, and you can see behind me, in that little group, there's probably 150 folks right there.
We're
being overrun. They don't have enough bed space or anything in that detention center and the processing center. So they'll release these folks into the interior of the country.
More schools in the Pac-12 could be switching to a new conference. Arizona 24/7 Sports is reporting Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and Arizona State will talk with Big 12 officials Tuesday about potential options. This all comes after USC and UCLA announced they would join the Big Ten in 2024. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a few years back, maybe it was about a decade or two ago, there was this big, huge push to be dairy-free. Oh, I avoid dairy in my diet. Oh, I have a diet completely devoid of dairy. And as a physician, I was like, did I miss something? Was there some research? Why are you avoiding dairy? Are you lactose intolerant? No. It's good to avoid dairy. And I'm, why? Can someone explain that to me? Why? And, you know, June is National Dairy Month, and dairy is an important part of our diet as long as you don't have any medical contraindications. And chef and TV personality Jamie Gwen actually is with us right now. I am so excited to have them on to talk to us about the dairy aisle and why dairy is important and how there are healthy options. Chef Gwen, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Dolly. I'm delighted. And
I happen to love what you had to say. I am a chef, not a doctor like you, but I often ponder why these decisions are made to restrict, right? I mean, yes. I'm all about eating well and living well, feeding my son well. I always encourage you to shop on the exterior, outside of the grocery store, right? The outside aisles rather than the inside. But if you think about the dairy aisle from when I was growing up, at least, it was like a section. Today it spans the entire back wall of my supermarket. How could there not be something fabulous there for everyone?
So true. And I mean, think about it. I mean, we're born and we breastfeed. I mean, dairy is a part of our diet as infants. And to all of a sudden cut that out with no medical reasoning, I get a little nervous about it. But it's because people think that all dairy is unhealthy. And there's actually plant-based, there's almond milk, there's all sorts of options. What sort of things do you talk to people if they want to avoid cow dairy?
Of course. So I tell my son all the time, there used to be only one milk. Mm-hmm. Today, we have a bevy of choices. And I love that you mentioned almond milk, soy milk, if you're lactose intolerant, the vegan-based options, the plant-based opportunities. And then I happen to love oat milk. I'll tell you, it is so rich and creamy. It is so delicious in your morning coffee. And while it has a very extended shelf life, I tend to freeze it in ice cube trays so I can pop in a frozen cube, warm it up, pour my first three cups of my morning Joe. When you speak about the modern dairy aisle in general, it is no longer just for traditional staples like milk, eggs, and butter. It has evolved exponentially. According to statistics from the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, to adapt to our lifestyle changes and dietary needs. And there are protein-packed products that are plant-based, vegan, dairy alternative, totally on trend. It's dairy and beyond today. Do you remember, Dr. Dolly, when there were like three flavors of yogurt? Have you spanned the yogurt aisle lately? I mean, Greek yogurt, we know the benefits of that, right? I love to bake with it. I'll tell you, it is a brilliant baking substitute.
Ooh, really? Tell us. Like, how do you, I'm looking for some recipes here. I got a pen and paper. I shouldn't, but I'm like, I'm not a good cook. So what do you like to put Greek yogurt on? Oh, did we lose her?
Having a hard time hearing you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Can you hear me now?
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Daniel, can you see what's going on? Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So we're having a little issue with the feed. So hopefully we'll get her back. You know, it's interesting. I've been telling you guys to avoid meat and not be eating every single meal of the day with meat. And there's a lot of options you can, whether it be with yogurt, whether it be with eggs, whether it be with using cheese. And there's cholesterol issues. I get people are concerned about that, but eggs, the data has been going back and forth with eggs on their health benefits and the cholesterol. And as I look at it, I think an egg is healthy in and of itself. Now, if you want to fry it, if you want to load it up, you know, with a whole bunch of, you know, I don't know, cheese, and that could then make it a little bit more, you know, fattening. But eggs in and of itself, I think, are a fantastic food. Do we have Chef Gwen back? Okay. Okay. So, you know, I'd like to definitely, you know, give you guys some recipes. I am a horrible cook. I'm telling you right now. I can make frosted flake chicken. That's my signature dish. She was on MasterChef. And she actually, MasterChef, I always think, well, if I'm going to be on MasterChef, what's going to be my signature dish? Well, it turns out it would be frosted flake chicken. I think we have the chef back. Do we have Chef Gwen back?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I lost you there.
No worries, no worries. So talk to us about some of the recipes you recommend.
Of course. So we've recently uploaded a bunch of new recipes at easyhomemeals.com, a new batch of budget-friendly recipes that make the most of the dairy aisle. So I say start your morning right. I make French toast using English muffins. Now, you could use the traditional or the whole wheat if you like. Uses lots of dairy aisle favorites. You could lean it down with skim milk, or you could indulge it up with heavy cream. Everything in moderation, of course, but I'll tell you, it is delicious French toast.
And I'm looking at it right now. It looks so good. And it looks like you put blueberries on it. I'm looking at some of your recipes. Wow, that looks really yummy. I'm getting hungry.
Thank you. Then you'll appreciate this one, Dr. Dolly, because using up those garden veggies, not letting them go to waste, especially if you're growing them yourself, and maybe using up some leftover bread, a little carbs in moderation. I make a summer pan vanilla salad, the Italian-style bread salad, right? But I make garlic butter croutons, and it's just amazing. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Creamed corn. The secret there is cream cheese. Use a low-fat or a non-fat version if you want to lean it down, but it is absolutely oh-so-fabulous creamy texture. And then I have two desserts that are new, a lemonade stand cookie, because summer isn't complete without a lemonade stand. And I'll tell you, it's a buttery, lemony cookie, but I feel really good about feeding my son a cookie that I've made that has full ingredients, that I know what went into it, rather than a store-bought alternative.
Right.
So this is my go-to summer recipe. And then a blueberry mousse that uses just 5 ingredients and comes out super creamy and delicious, and it's a make-ahead recipe. So you're going to want to steal that one, too.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, you know, you touched upon something, you know, Chef Glenn, that I think a lot of us are grappling with, is how to make fantastic meals and tasty meals on a budget. You know, meat is getting very, very expensive. And like you said, you know, a lot of us have English muffins at the house. How can we, you know, utilize that as a meal? There's a lot of things within our home or within the dairy aisle or anything that doesn't necessarily have to be a steak or a big honking piece of chicken. There's a lot of meals you can make that are healthy on a budget.
I agree with you. I mean, I was raised waste not, want not. And my mom always joked, you know, I never loved leftovers. She raised a chef, by the way. But the truth is, I love leftovers today, I think because I appreciate them more. And there are wonderful ways to repurpose food that you have in your fridge. I also think that we should adopt more than a once-a-week meatless Monday policy. And I love your idea. Look, I love a great steak more than anybody else, but there's a wonderful way to do vegetarian Taco Tuesday and work week salad, soup and salad night on Wednesday, or, you know, use up the garden, really take advantage of what we have on hand to make the most of it. And I think you'll find lots of inspiration at, especially, by the way, for dairy-based meals, at easyhomemeals.com. You can always go to chefjamie.com as well. We're having a sweepstakes. This will save you money, by the way, and I'm not eligible, so you have to win. We're having $10,000 up for grabs to celebrate National Dairy Month. And that is free to enter at easyhomemeals.com as well.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Chef Glenn, thank you so much for all you do. Can't wait to have you come back, and bless you for everything you do.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you know that term people will say, your grandmother would turn in her grave. Your grandfather would turn in his grave if he heard or saw something like this. Well, the only time I've ever really thought of that sort of phrase is when we're discussing working from home or threatening to quit if you have to go back to work and be at the actual office. And I think about how my grandparents would have looked at, you know, this country now, where one of the biggest controversies we have, and trust me, there's a lot of controversies. I mean, there's a war going on, a genocide going on right now. But one of the biggest controversies we have right now in the United States is my boss wants me to come back to work and not work at my house. And, you know, are we really getting spoiled? And this is why I really disagree with a lot of the things that happened with COVID. Because we have a huge population now that refuses to actually wake up in the morning with an alarm, shave, shower, put some underwear on, grab their lunch bag, drive to the office, work, punch in, punch out, leave, go home. Once we had the option that we could roll out of bed, have our coffee, go potty, do whatever we need to, flip on the computer, play with the cat, have some TV on in the background, talk to our friends, we like it that way. And Elon Musk, and again, this could be a fake email, but we are being told that Elon Musk has given an email to his workers saying, the remote work, no, that doesn't fly. And go work elsewhere then. If you don't want to actually come to work, you know, find another job that'll pay you to be home. Now, there are jobs that will do that. There's a lot of jobs out there that'll say, you know what, just stay home. We're here for you. We want the flexibility. And I get it. It's nice to work from home. I get it. But for Elon Musk, I don't think he wants to spend the money on somebody that might not have the same productivity or who might be laying out in the sun or whatever. So this email that is being reported, we got this from Daily Mail. So this is from Elon Musk, allegedly. Subject, remote work is no longer acceptable. Anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office for a minimum, and I mean, quote, minimum of 40 hours per week or depart Tesla. This is less than we ask of factory workers. No wonder Twitter, you know, employees are freaking out because they probably get to be at home. And they're probably like, wait a second, I'm going to have to come to work. He said, if there are particularly exceptional contributors for whom this is impossible, I will review and approve those exceptions directly. So I guess not even a manager. He needs to see this. Moreover, the office must be a main Tesla office, not a remote branch office unrelated to the job duty. For example, being responsible for Fremont factory human relations, but having your office be in another state. So what he's basically saying is for those people that, you know, have a desk, have a cubicle, have an office there for them, if they're choosing not to use it, they're going to fill it with somebody else. And this is tough because I have a lot of friends who are benefiting from the working from home. I go into the studio. I suppose I could make another home studio and then technically be home. But I prefer going out because I saw what happened during COVID. Just being home, you change. I need to have a day. I need to have a day full of things to do. But do I see patients at home? I do. With telemedicine, I get to see patients at home. And man, it's nice, you know, to have the cat on my lap and another cat rub up against my legs, you know, and then I get to talk to the kids. And I'm productive, but I'm a workaholic. But I still, I probably work maybe 80 hours a week, you know, because of prepping for the show and seeing patients morning, noon, night. I might do that, but my productivity is still less than when I was in the office, when I was, you know, it's, now, mind you, somebody could say, look, the commute's ridiculous. I spend 2 hours a day driving to and from work. You got a good point. But then you might want to, if you feel that your boss is getting a little frustrated with the productivity, and you think your boss is itching to say, you know what, we're done with remote work too, you might want to already plead your case or already have your evidence of how you do more work at home. See, I prefer working from home, but working also the off hours. So when I get called saying, look, we got patients, we got a lot of patients in the queue, like last night. Okay, you know, I'll see. Well, last night I went to Top Gun, but before I went to, I was like, all right, I'll see a couple more patients if you need. You know, this morning, wake up at 6, I'll see some patients. So even though my day is not like an 8 to 5, I could at least do things, you know, throughout the day. If I can't sleep in the middle of the night, I can hop on, see patients who are there waiting in the queue. So, you know, for me, I could at least prove, look, this is when I saw patients. You're getting me at 2 in the morning. So rather than you just getting me 8 to 5, you're getting me at 2 in the morning, you're getting me at 6 at night, 6 a.m., look at my productivity. But I think a lot of employers, and it's not everybody, some of you are doing a stellar job working at home. Some of you are doing exactly what you need to working at home. But But there are distractions at home. And I think there's a lot of workers that are not, you know, pulling the productivity. And as wages are getting more expensive, and employers have to weigh, is it worth the extra money we're spending? I think a lot of employers, once they feel that pinch, and we're definitely going to feel that in the recession, they're going to make some choices. And I told you guys, a recession's coming. Recessions will follow high inflation because people don't want to pay. I was at Top Gun, for crying out loud. That movie's only been out for, what, 4 days? The theater was only maybe one quarter filled. You would think. And it was Tuesday. Tuesday night was a less expensive night for tickets because the Royal Regal Club had like a deal. The theater wasn't full. People are really rethinking where they're spending their money, which means your employer, if they feel the pinch, and in a recession they will, they're going to then have to make some choices. And if they have to cut staff, they're going to choose the staff to cut that seem to be just milking the clock and riding the clock, or whatever the word we use, and not being as productive. So my recommendation to any of you who do like to work from home is find a way to quantitate or provide evidence of your productivity. If you know that it's not going to be as complimentary and flattering as it was when you were working at the office, then already have a mindset that there could be a chance that somebody's going to tell you to come back. Now, I don't blame people for not wanting to go back to work. Why spend money on gas? Gas is too expensive. You know, why risk being shot? You know, or some of the other things that happen in some of these crime-ridden cities. I get it. And I mean, if I had the type of business where I had employees, you know, I'm a physician, I don't necessarily have my clinic anymore, but I would totally understand people wanting to be with their kids, wanting to, you know, be there during the summer as their kids aren't in school. I get that. But to pay the higher wage, I could see where an employer is coming in and saying, no, this isn't working. So for those of you that want to see the writing on the wall, the writing on the wall is inflation is going to continue to go up. There's going to be a nasty recession that follows because people can't afford to travel. They can't afford to use their car. They can't afford to go out to eat. That's going to then cause a lot of layoffs and loss of jobs. And if you want to be able to keep your job, and don't expect the extra unemployment benefits, I don't think that's going to happen after the next midterms. If you want to keep your job, you're going to need to prove to the boss that you're working from home. You weren't one of the people that were just laying out in the sun or going shopping or taking naps or sleeping in or watching Netflix. You want to show your productivity. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.